What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
TFA fam, how do you do? Hope all is going well. Hope the fantasy season is treating you well. Today, tonight, this morning, this afternoon, on your ride home, at the gym, wherever you're listening. And thank you guys for tuning in. We do have the Week 8 running back rankings coming at you this week. Much more nice, much more pleasant to us for fantasy purposes. Only have the Ravens and the Raiders. Obviously, no one we're considering with the Ravens in terms of a week-to-week play. And then the Raiders, you know, Josh Jacobs was starting to pick things up, got injured, should be okay after they come out of their bye. But anyway, I digress. We're going to dive into our top 24 running back rankings. These are for half PPR, just so you're aware. Obviously, a little bit easier to go to standard or full PPR, depending on whatever you're playing. We're here for you. We are here for the people. So here are our top 12 rankings. Four running backs for week 8, kicking things off with taking the L on this one. All of us here at TFA, Kev, Derrick Henry at 1 yet again. Dalvin Cook, Aaron Jones, Ezekiel Elliott, Jonathan Taylor, Alvin Kamara, Austin Eckler, DeAndre Swift, Joe Mixon, James Robinson, Nick Chubb, and Najee Harris rounding things out. Obviously, any of these guys you have, you're plugging into your lineups. Who do you specifically want to touch on for week 8?
Yeah, I have actually two guys from the same game. I'm going to touch on one, Najee Harris. So as of things I stand right now, I am much higher on him than you, or I shouldn't say much, but I have him at 7. You guys have him at 13, and Robbie has him at 12. And so for me, like, he's just a locked in, you know, top running back. I mean, the guy has a 20% target share. Like, that is ridiculous for a running back. He's getting 89% of the opportunities. He has 46 targets, and he's also missed a game, obviously, because of the bye. And so, you know, there's not a whole lot of teams that can say that as of right now. And so, you know, I mean, you're talking about a running back that's seeing almost 8 targets a game, and, you know, he's still seeing a lot of rushing attempts as well. And so, he's 6th in carries and 2nd in targets. So he's 3rd in fantasy points per game. And so Najee Harris has just been, has been, you know, a monster this year. And a lot of it is because of volume, because of the fact that, you know, they don't really have a whole lot, especially now with Juju down. So, I mean, he's kind of been that you know, the underneath target, that safety valve for Big Ben. And so for me, like, I just can never justify, you know, not having him well within my top 10. I could probably have him even higher, just like some of the guys in their matchups that are a little bit ahead of him. And so he's just a lock right now, especially in PPR formats for a guy who's just always going to, you know, put up really solid numbers. I mean, on the season, he has 0 weeks that he has not been a top 12 running back so far this year. He has one. Week 1, he was running back 44. Since then, RB8, RB1, RB6, RB11, and RB5. over the last five games since that point. So he's just an absolute lock. So I love Najee Harris. It is a game against Cleveland. Cleveland does have a good defense, but a guy that's getting this kind of opportunity, he is going to produce week in and week out. And then past that, I have Nick Chubb, who is going to be back this week. Hallelujah for everybody that has Nick Chubb. We're happy to see him back. And while I do think that D'Ernest Johnson is going to probably has earned himself a role after the big performance he had last Thursday night, this is still Nick Chubb's backfield. Okay, I've seen some people talk about like, I've seen some talk on Twitter like, oh, you know, we should be worried now with Nick Chubb that, you know, that D'Ernest Johnson is going to be the number one. I'm like, get the fuck out of here with that. Why would you think that D'Ernest Johnson, because of one game, is going to be the lead back when Nick Chubb is here? Absolutely not. That's not going to happen. I think at best, D'Ernest Johnson earned some sort of a Kareem Hunt type role in this backfield. Sure. But I do think that we probably see a little bit more targets for Nick Chubb. And so I love Nick Chubb. I don't care that they're playing the Steelers. I know Steelers have a good run defense. Nick Chubb is one of the best running backs in the league, and he's going to get fed the football. This is going to be kind of a gross game, I think, probably, And so I think it's going to be close, and I think that – so that means I think Nick Chubb sees a ton of work in this game. So I love Nick Chubb, and I think he's a top seven guy without Kareem Hunt. And, you know, I think he soaks up more of the, like, the goal line opportunities and stuff like that. So, you know, the fact that they it would be different, I think, that if Nick Chubb was, like, trending all week. So, like, oh, we don't know if he's going to play, and then all of a sudden he plays. Like, they came out immediately this week and said – he's playing this week, boys. He's back. And so I think that speaks well for his health and where that calf injury he has with the extended time off. So love Nick Chubb this week.
Yeah, just really quickly, you kind of mentioned it there in passing in terms of, you know, this could be a gross game. It opened up at a total of 43.5. It has been bet down to 42.5. The Cleveland Browns rank third in rush DVOA. Pittsburgh is ninth. And then if you look at the pace of play in neutral game scripts, Pittsburgh is at 21st, and then you have Cleveland coming in at 30th. So like you said, I think it just could be a slow, gross game with not a lot of plays ran. So that's why I'm a little bit lower. I have them back-to-back in my rankings the same way that you do. I'm just slightly lower on them because of, you know, there are some matchups I like a little bit better. I don't have to dive into this guy too far, but I just want to make note of Austin Eckler really quickly. You know, if you're going to set your lineups and if the Patriots happen to be a one or a two star out of five in the matchup rating or their name is coming up in red lettering, fear not. They have given up the 12th fewest half PPR points to running backs, but they've given up the sixth most catches and the fourth most receiving yards to running backs on the season. So you can plug him in with confidence. Obviously, you know, you weren't sitting him, but just to make you feel a little bit better about playing him, Austin Eckler does have a better matchup than what it appears to be. You know, we both like Joe Mixon a bunch this week as well with their projected game script going up against the Jets. So just want to throw his name out there for the brand. Going over to our RB2s on the week, we have Daryl Henderson at 13, followed by Damian Harris, Elijah Mitchell, Daryl Williams, Chuba Hubbard, Khalil Herbert, Leonard Fournette, CPAT at 20. 21 is Chase Edmonds, followed by his running back mate, James Conner, Zach Moss, and then Mike, just so sad, Antonio Gibson at 24. Kev, RB2s, who do you want to touch on for week?
Yeah, first I want to talk about Khalil Herbert. I mean, you know, for a lot of people, I think a lot of people sat him last week because of Damian Williams coming back. And also, it was a really bad matchup against the Bucs. You know, a Bucs defense
that
hasn't allowed a 100-yard rusher, I think it was since 2019, I think. It's been a really long time since they've allowed a 100-yard rusher. And he was the first one to do it. And, you know, I was, you know, looking at his numbers from last week. I mean, he still played, even with Damian Williams back, 78% of the snaps. He actually saw more targets than he did the week prior. He saw five targets in this game. He did have five receptions. He had 133 total yards. And he's put up back-to-back RB1 weeks. And so this is a matchup against San Francisco that I'm not really all that worried about in terms of, you know, what he can do on the ground. And so, you know, I like Khalil Herbert quite a bit this week. And I think that he is kind of a locked-in, you know, RB2 until David Montgomery comes back. And now there is reports that David Montgomery is nearing a return. But I'm going to tell you what, if I had David Montgomery, I don't feel great about when he comes back, because the way Khalil Herbert's played, like, he's been impressive. Like, it's not just, you know, like one game. Like, these past two games, he's been really, really good. And if you kind of look at them as prospects, like, you know, like, Khalil Herbert's actually more athletic than he is. And so, like, I don't know, with Khalil and with David Montgomery entering what will be his final year next year, it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. And I think this could be a three, you know, at least a three-back timeshare. Or I don't know how this is going to play, because Khalil Herbert, if he continues to play this well, I don't know how – you just can't imagine a scenario where David Montgomery is going to come back and just take his job from him and really just, you know, go back to being the guy who was getting 88% of the opportunities in this backfield. I think that those days could be done. So – I wouldn't even mind looking to trade David Montgomery at this point. Like, if you're expecting David Montgomery to come back and you're just going to throw him back in your lineup and he's going to produce, I think those days are over with as well as Khalil Herbert's played. So I do like Khalil Herbert this week. I am at 15. I think he's a really solid play. And then from there, Zach Moss gets a great matchup against Miami. So Miami has been terrible against the run this year. And so I do like Zach Moss in a game that they probably get out pretty easily. And so I think Zach Moss, he's a pretty heavy dose of opportunities here. Antonio Gibson. I don't know if Antonio Gibson is going to play this week. I know I kind of talked about it last week, but they actually brought in some running backs this week for tryouts. They brought in Deonta Foreman and Kerryon Johnson. So that is a concern with them bringing in running backs like that, that I don't know, maybe they're looking to shut down Antonio Gibson with this injury he has. Because he's just not been effective. He's not the same guy. And I think they might be better off putting him on IR, or at 100%. Least a short-term IR, to see if he, you know, because right now, and they're not really trending towards the direction that they're going to be, you know, making the playoffs or anything like that. So why risk and put Antonio Gibson into more danger? Maybe let it this injury heal or figure out what you could do to get him back healthy for next year. Because as of right now, I just don't think you could trust him. And so I have him at 31. You guys have him a little higher. I probably even drop him even lower than that. We'll see what happens with him. You know, I wasn't expecting to play last week. He ended up playing and he really wasn't all that effective. So, you know, I just have to stay away from him. And then I'm going to be really interested to see what happens this week with this Philadelphia backfield.
Yeah.
Just because we don't know yet if Miles Sanders is going to be ruled out. You know, they talked about it this week, basically said that they're not going to rule him out, that there's a possibility that Miles Sanders could play. And God damn it, doesn't it figure? Miles Sanders, they finally were going to start feeding on the rock. You know, on the second drive of the game, he was at six. He already had five carries, 30 yards, was looking good. And then he fucking gets hurt. I was so heated whenever he got hurt. I had a lot of Miles Sanders at DFS on DraftKings. He was like $5,100. And it looked like he was, going to finally get the opportunity. And then he gets hurt. Cruel, cruel world.
Fantasy football is a cruel mistress.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
I just want to touch on a couple guys here in my top 24. One, already touched on Austin Eckler going to the other side of that matchup, Damian Harris. Harris has back-to-back 100-yard games on the ground, has also scored in three straight games as well. Now gets a matchup against the Chargers, who rank dead last in rush DVOA, 31st in adjusted line yards, 27th in stuff rank, and 30th in second-level yards. Now, New England is middle middle of the pack in a lot of the metrics I just, you know, use from Football Outsiders, but obviously on the offensive side. But either way, this game has a spread of less than a touchdown. I don't think this game gets far enough away from the Patriots where, you know, they have to completely abandon the run and get guys like Brandon Bolden involved. But I do like Harris as a mid RB2, but he does have some higher RB2 upside if he can find the end zone. For the brand, again, talk about Michael Carter, baby. Now, I'm not going to victory lap here because this is still a gross, gross offense. It's not like Michael Carter has been tearing it up by any means. But Carter did see 72% of the snaps in this last game. And, you know, while they were in garbage time for basically the entirety of that game, he did see 9 targets to go along with his 11 carries, which is by far the most opportunity that he's seen on the year. Ty Johnson did mix in, but he only saw 32% of the snaps, and he had 12 opportunities. So it seems like Carter has taken the clear cut, 1A role at least. Again, probably looking somewhere in that 65-35 kind of split with him going forward. But if he can be more involved in a passing game, especially if they are, you know, looking at guys like Joe Flacco and Mike White, seems like Zach Wilson's going to be out for probably 3 to 4 weeks. Wouldn't rule out a short-term IR stint for him as well. I do like Michael Carter as a back-end RB2, high-end RB3 flex kind of play the rest of the way.
Yeah, I don't mind that. Either. I think a couple more guys that I just wanted to hit on, at least that are outside of the top 24, are Myles Gaskin. I think is interesting. He has turned more into, I think, and especially whenever they have really negative game scripts and they're trailing, that he's going to be utilized just solely as the pass catcher. It also is probably promising as well as Malcolm Brown has been placed on the IR. And yeah. I don't know if you hit on Salvan Ahmed in the waivers, but I definitely think he is a must add now. With Malcolm Brown on the way, that kind of clears the three-way committee that we had going there. And I think Salvan Ahmed could be a guy who sees a lot more opportunities, not in this necessarily matchup, but I think he's somebody that people should be adding just because not that it is a great offense, but I think he could be a guy who sees more opportunities, especially on the early down work here, while Myles Gaskin gets more of the three down role. Other than that, you know, Like I kind of talked about the Eagles a little bit ago. I mean, this is the best matchup you could get against Detroit. Detroit's run defense is atrocious. And I think I would lean Kenny Gainwell here. And I probably, you know, if Miles Sanders gets ruled out, once we get that, I'll probably move him up even higher because this is just too good of a matchup to pass up. Though it does seem like Boston Scott might be a little bit more of the early down goal line guy where you have Kenneth Gainwell still being more of the pass catcher. And so I think both of them are kind of in play, but neither one of them, I think, have great ceilings because I think they cannibalize each other a little bit. And then really quickly, I did want to touch on Saquon Barkley. I've kind of talked about him, I feel like, now every single week, but I'm going to talk about him again. Basically, I feel like with him, like they did say that he actually has a shot to play this week, which is the first time we've actually heard that since his injury. It does sound like it's more likely that it could be week 9 than this week, but you know, they do play Monday. So he gets another day to rest in here because they won't start practice until a little bit later in the week than other teams whenever you play on Monday. And so if Saquon's back against Kansas City, I mean, obviously you're playing him, you're locking him in. If he doesn't and Devontae Booker's out there, it's still a good matchup for him, but I just don't love it as much. Either. I think it turns into more of like a low-end RB2, high-end RB3 if he is out. Because, I mean, Devontae Booker has not been great in his opportunities since taking over for Saquon. You know, that offensive line is not great. They've been missing a lot of pass catchers. So it just has been kind of a gross offense. But if Saquon is back, which I am hoping he is, but if he's not, because, you know, it's going to be interesting how they play him because right now you have week 8 and then week 9, but then week 10 they have a bye. And so I don't know. It's also possible that they could just take it easy with them where they're stand right now, sit them out for week 8, sit them out for week 9, bye, and then bring them back for week 11. That's also possible. But right. The fact that we're hearing that he has a shot to play this week, I would venture to guess that if he doesn't play this week, he's probably back week 9 against the Raiders. So that is a situation we should be monitoring at least this week as well with Saquon. So it's good to see we're starting to get some of these running backs back.
Yeah, for sure. Just real quickly, you know, you can feel comfortable plugging in both of the Denver backs. You know, it's kind of more of, you know, flex plays this week. If you are desperate, you mentioned the Philly running backs. Let's talk about the other side of that. Jamal Williams. Now, again, this is just a desperation play. I don't think it's going to be a breakout game for him by any means or anything like that. But Jamal Williams has seen fewer than 9 carries just twice this season. His pass catching involvement has shrunk to 0. Like, if you're in a full PPR league, you're absolutely plugging in a wide receiver over Jamal Williams in your flex spots. You're not really considering him. Jamal Williams had 9 targets in week 1. And I think he has had 9 targets combined in the weeks following that. So not a lot of pass catching involvement or upside here, obviously. But this is a defense, a rush defense in Philly that ranks 29th in rush DVOA, 30th in adjusted line yards, and then 29th in both stuff rank and second level yards. And I don't think that this is a game as bad as Detroit is. I don't think this is a game that Philly is just going to control from beginning to end. So I think we see the double-digit carries continue for Jamal Williams. Maybe has a shot at the end zone. So again, if you're sitting in like a half PPR league or a standard league, and he can get you around, you know, let's say 50 to 60-ish yards on the ground, because he has had 54 rushing yards, at least 54 rushing yards in 4 of his games this year. So if he can fall into the end zone, you're looking at those double-digit points. Not bad for someone who's going to be, you know, ranked as a low-end RB3 or worse. So, again, if you're desperate, been hit by injuries, maybe you're a Saquon and Antonio Gibson drafter, you know, kind of fell to you that way, Jamal Williams could be someone you could look to, again, if you're desperate. But I do think there is some hope at the end of that desperation tunnel for Jamal Williams. That is going to wrap up the Week 8 running back rankings. As always, you guys know the drill by now. If you're not yet subscribed on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button. Getting close to 2,200 subs here, on our way to 3K. Leave us a like. And then if you're on podcast, please leave us a rate and review. It's your way of helping us grow without telling your league mates where you're getting this league winning information from. Any questions you have, leave them in the YouTube. Hit us up on Twitter or join the Discord, absolutely free, no strings attached. All those links for everything will be in the descriptions below. Good luck in week 8, and we'll talk to you soon.
Saving money on exterior wall lights now at Menards. Find your style with Patriot Lighting. Exterior lights enhance the look of your home. Choose from over 50 options from Patriot Lighting. Now through May 19th, get $10 instant savings on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on in-stock outdoor wall lights. Check out our entire selection of outdoor lights and see the rest of our deals happening now on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.